Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Lost Hope Radio.
Well, what happened while I was at the beer stand was,
holy cow!
Ladies and gentlemen, you are at the Sports Attic. It's Tuesday night. It's October 11th, 2022. We've got a lot of things to discuss this evening.
God damn it.
Another thing, what we've dropped. Toothaches, viral infections, all kinds of shit. Anyway. You can find us at Larcher Lawrenson on Twitter, on Facebook. We're there. Tonight's show is live on YouTube, on Twitch. Hey, Twitch folks, what's up out there? We are on Facebook Live. We are on Twitter. Come join us on Twitch, and you can grab this show wherever you get your podcasts. Tonight's our Tuesday night show. We do it every Tuesday at 6:30 or 6:34 if I'm running a little bit behind, much to the chagrin of my partner, the one and only.
Oh, my God.
Alfred Ferdinand Larcher the Third.
You know, they say in radio, like, if you want to be in radio, if you want any involvement in radio, punctuality is key, my friend. And, you know, we have a lot of technical issues, okay? And you can't always, like, I don't blame you for those. I don't blame me for those. I don't blame anybody for those. They happen. But when you have the opportunity to show up 10 minutes early and just check things and then get rolling right on time, you know, it helps.
Larcher, I got to tell you, I was in the studio here from 5:30 until 6:15. I was in here from 3:45 until 4:15, getting things rolling, getting things going along. I needed a shower. It's been a hell of a night. It's been a hell of a week. Things were just in a place, Al.
Well, I mean, I'm a professional. I wait to shower after the show. I just woke up. I would have loved a shower. I didn't go to bed till 11 o'clock this morning.
Had to. Rode the bike today. Got wet. Walking to pick up the kids. Up all night, Al. You're going to know this. This might
get
on my side here a little bit.
Yeah.
A fucking toothache from hell, Larcher. Like,
okay. All right.
I kind of fell asleep for a half hour. And then, you know, I'm back awake. I didn't know what was sleeping, what was not. It was a terrible, terrible night. I think the only thing that's kept it away today has been some drugs, my friend.
Nice. Well, I'm a proponent of the drugs. And, yep. I just dropped my pipe, as a matter of fact. That's what counts.
There you go. Absolutely. Oh, man. We do this show every Tuesday. On Friday mornings at 5 a.m., we've got ourselves a fantasy podcast where you can learn about all of your DraftKings lineups. Al, you got the DraftKings hat over there.
Damn right. Repping the brand.
Yep.
Hey, look, if you listen to us Friday morning, you would have been all over Otto, the backup tight end of Dawson Knox, who was zero money. I think he was 2,500. I think he went off for like 12 points, which is exactly what you need at a punt position. And Austin Eckler. I mean, I couldn't stop talking about him the whole show. And show enough, man, the guy balled. So
your pun of the week was Otter, right?
Yeah,
Otter.
Yeah.
Otten. Was that him?
Otten. That was him.
Otten was your pun of the week, and then your sneaky stack of the week was to stack Eckler with Herbert.
Yeah. There you go.
Well done.
So hopefully people cashed in off of that, and it's a rainy day here in the city of Wind.
Oh shit. Yep.
I went and I did. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep myself, so I went and I went grocery shopping. Because, you know, last week after the show, we talked about how you can't get any lines. But right. Tony's, old reliable Tony's, they always have a checkout person. Well, I go there, no checkout people. You got to go through the do-it-yourself line. So I raised a bitch about that. And I decided, well, I guess I can't go shopping after hours anymore because they don't care about the people who are in late schedules. So, you know, I went to the grocery store today, but I was, you know, I was up smoking weed all night and I didn't get any sleep. So I was a zombie. I was like the Walking Dead. But it turns out everybody who goes shopping at 11 o'clock is the Walking Dead in some capacity or another.
Yeah.
So I fit right in. You know, I got my food for the week. The cat got some food.
Tuesdays at about 11 a.m. is one of my favorite times to go. It's pretty quiet around there. It's not quite as quiet as it is if you go at 3 a.m., of course, but it's all right. Yeah.
It works. Why do these – why are these – when I was a kid, even when I was in my 20s, you would go to the grocery store and they would have these big aisles. And you would get your cart and you would walk through there. And cereal didn't cost $7 a box. And you would walk through the store. You would get what you would need. You would leave. The checkout people would be nice. The person bagging would be nice. And the aisles were clear. Now it doesn't matter if you go at 3 in the morning or if you go at 11 in the afternoon or if you go at 6 o'clock. They got giant pallets and people working to stock things. Always. You can't just have a nice shopping experience without a bunch of people in your way.
No. I think they finally figured out that every bit of that space in the grocery store can be used for something to sell. You know, like when you run a restaurant, when you run a bar, you want to know how much square footage people can fit in and how much money you're making per square footage that you have. Right. You want to be able to squeeze as much out of that. So big business took over, and that's where we kind of went wrong.
Well, that's fine, but you don't need to be stocking it constantly. You know, Scott, at the end of the night, and by the way, you know, I went to get the peppermint ice cream and I saw a black walnut and I hadn't had black walnut in years. So
how was it?
Grab some black walnut. I haven't had it yet. You know, I just went this morning.
All right.
So looking forward to that. You know, a lot to talk about. Amari Cooper knocked somebody over who was walking the wrong way. I'm all for that. I think, you know, I would have hit the guy a little harder. So I thought that was.
I didn't see an incident with Amari Cooper. I saw an incident with Davante Adams.
Same thing. The Raiders.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Yeah. The guys who catch the ball in the Raiders. They're all the same to me. So who was it? It was
Davante Adams. Right, it was Davante Adams.
He didn't need to apologize. Right? Yeah. He shouldn't have apologized.
Hey. You can't just go knocking people over.
You shouldn't be walking upstream when the crowd is going downstream.
That's a fact, but you also should knock people over. Both things can be true here. Both can.
Yeah, he didn't knock the person over purposely. The guy was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He got knocked over. Get over it. Roll out of the way. Pick yourself up and move on. No apology needed.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
I can't stand when I'm walking in a crowd, like, you know, I'm in the mall. And, or, you know, you're in Tokyo or you're in downtown Chicago and you're walking and the person in front of you stops. Like, people don't understand. I'm a fat man. I'm like a cement truck. And, you know, it takes me a moment to put the brakes on. And when I put the brakes on, when I slam the brakes are the knees hurt, man. They're not what they used to be.
Yeah.
I give those people dirty looks. And if I were to run them over, so be it. I wouldn't apologize. I go, oops. And keep going. They would get noops from me.
Okay. Well, all right. Try that at the grocery as well, right?
Well, I'm not going to. Again, if you go at 11 in the afternoon, it's all zombies in there. So everybody's walked slow and, you know, half out of it. So it's okay. We're all on the same pace and we're all going in the right direction.
There you go. You can join in on this conversation in many different ways. Half the time you steer us in a direction that we weren't planning to go. Join in on the phone. Give us a call at, you know, that phone number over there. It's 760-454-8834, 760-454-8834. If you're watching live, then leave a message wherever you're watching us. We'll get it. We'll see it. We'll post it. We'll talk about it. We'll throw it around there. And yeah. Al, what else is on your mind besides grocery shopping and what have you?
Well, Justin Fields of the Chicago Bears had a much better game this week. You know, I think it's worth noting. It's also 6:45. We know that. You know, the Bears looked competitive for a moment. They went down, they fought back, and then they lost the game like they should have.
Right.
I mean, that's they are who they are, and that's exactly what we'd get. I don't understand. You know, I say this every week. I tell people, like, look, Bears are terrible this year. Bears are going to lose a lot of games, and it's not going to be fun to watch. And every week I turn on the Twitter, and everyone's bitching and crying about the Bears. It's like, you know what you're getting, man. Get Red Zone. Watch Red Zone. You know, if you want to watch a Bears drive or two, do it. But understand what you're getting yourself into, and then don't complain about it.
Right.
I do all the complaining. Leave the complaining to me. I'll find something to complain about.
Right. Absolutely. We were here. Just the family and I watching football together for the first time in a while. Everybody had been sick. RSV in the house Friday night. Pretty scared about Vera there. She had it when she was 3 months. She was having trouble breathing for a while, but by Saturday afternoon, things have been going better ever since. They were back at school today, but besides the point, we were home on Sunday, and I had the two screen going, small screen with a Red Zone, big screen with the Bears. Well, 2 minute warning. And I'm like, that's enough of this shit. I switched them, right? You got to put the Red Zone up on the screen. And then everything turned around right about the 2 minute warning. You had that bomb to Darnell Mooney where he caught it with the one hand. They scored that touchdown. And then, you know, things just started moving a lot of things in the right direction. A lot of things went right for the Chicago Bears in the second half. I was done. Like, I was like, all right, what can we do in the second half? I got a lot of shit I got to get done. You know, there's garage to clean up. There's all different kinds of things going on. But then they moved the ball, Al. The Chicago Bears moved the ball. Justin Fields started to look like the quarterback that we hope he is, that we hope he can be. That's the way I thought about it.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's still not – like, you don't switch. Did you switch it back?
No. I left it. Okay. And then I wanted Bear sound, right? So sure. I synced up the radio app with the TV because I the small TV doesn't have much of a speaker. So I synced it up. I got Joniak and Thayer for the rest of the game. Synced up. It was great. It was fantastic. I enjoyed it. You ever know those? You have somebody in your life that they would always watch it with the radio on, and the radio was always about, 30 seconds ahead when we were kids. You know that move?
Yeah, I used to do that. I'm not opposed to that.
Now you can sync it up. You got to watch out first.
Especially if Kenny Albert's on the broadcast. You know, I loathe Kenny Albert. So anytime he was on the broadcast, I would switch it over and put on, the radio guys. Back in the day. I don't even remember who they were. I mean, Thayer, I think, was one of them.
Wayne Larrivee.
Yeah, Wayne Larrivee. There you go.
When he signed off, he said, well, I've got to go. I've got my true love. I got to go to my favorite team of all time. Next year, I'll be working for the Green Bay Packers. Fuck you, pal. Remember that?
Yeah.
Then he kept calling Bulls games for a little bit over on GN.
I would have boycotted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have turned the radio off and turned the sound on the TV, even if Kenny Albert was calling the game. Kenny Albert.
There's
nepotism, man. Nepotism.
There's nothing wrong with Kenny Albert. Is he the one
who's
always
terrible?
He makes the calls on, when some fan runs on the field. Who's that who makes the calls these days, the radio call? He's like, here he is. He's running to the 30, to the 40. Oh, he just got knocked out by the Raiders defensive lineman or something.
Did you see the guy who got on the field with the sparklers is suing the guy who hit him?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that, man. You can't. No.
No. No, you're going out there to do your gender reveal with your pink, smoke, whatever, and fuck that.
They should let him come to the courtroom, and then he should get run over again in the courtroom. Like, out of nowhere, he should be blindsided.
All right.
It was a big time hitter too. It was like one of the better.
Do you think that safeties? Judge Judy would be like, actually, your suit, I'm going to rule no, and I'm going to award the defendant on this one.
Yeah, you bought your steak, now eat it.
Wow. Have you had a steak lately?
Yeah.
I think I got to get the teeth fixed before I do a steak. I don't know.
I thought you got the teeth fixed. I thought we had a whole month.
I got the fake front ones, but I got one in the back, man. It's time, Al. If we If we hit big, if I take your advice on the Daily Fantasy Show Friday night, Friday morning while we're doing it, and, you know, listen to it on the way to work, which I did, by the way. I like doing the playback so I can hear it. And I heard some audio issues. That's something that we're working on here.
It's always me who you can't hear. That's the funny part, huh?
I know.
Always. I know. Never you. You always sound clear as a bell. Your lighting's always perfect. You know, when it comes to optics, there's nobody better than Clark Lawrenson.
Well, you know, I do this thing where I set things up. I get it rolling, you know, and I try to make the studio here. I don't know. Just a thing. Just a thing that I try. What the hell? I don't know. We're working on it. I got a new piece of equipment coming. Shh. We got to keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
On the way.
Luxurious Lawrenson.
There's a lot of deals on electronics. I saw it. I had to pull the trigger. We'll see what happens.
Man, Josh Allen has a real 40-point ceiling this week in fantasy football.
Holy shit.
He's projecting at a 40-point ceiling. The next highest ceiling is 34 points, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
His raw projection is 28 points.
Yep. Yeah.
8,200, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, played it this week, and it worked out all right. I played him. It's fine.
He's bumped me up in the – I jumped at 100 spots in the fishbowl this week, so – that's good. Finally, a little progress because I was falling backwards. I didn't want to fall out of the top 500, and I landed today at 356. So
nice.
Yeah, okay. Basically the 356th best fantasy player.
You're not out of the top 500 there. That's fine. So the Justin Fields touchdown run that got called back, pretty great, right?
That was good.
What's that?
Yeah, that was good. He made a nice sharp cut. You know, it looked he read the field well. And when he gets those burners on, man, I mean, he's a hard guy to stop.
Look, I want the Chicago Bears to win football games. I cheer for them to win. However, losing the game isn't going to get them, you know, further away from the Super Bowl. In the grand scheme of things, it's not going to get them further from being playoff contenders. I don't believe at this time. I think wins and losses right now. Yeah, I do want the wins. Absolutely. But what I saw in that game to my untrained eye, he's getting out of that pocket and he's figuring out he can run a little bit there. He has some inaccuracies, my untrained eye again, with his passing here and there, but there's times when he's just right locked in and on it too. I like that he's growing. You brought up Josh Allen. You've brought up before that a year, was it 2 years of Josh Allen where, I mean, you know, people asking, what do we draft this guy for? What's going on? And then things started clicking. You know, you bring in Dable, you get some things around, start building a team. I don't know. Let's go. Let's see. Did you listen to the Dilfer stuff yesterday?
No.
Dilfer watches his games and breaks it down. He spent 15 minutes talking about it. He's pumped about Justin Fields. Say what you will about that, but I don't know.
And I'm with him, and I have been. You know, I've been right there. I'm excited. I think Justin Fields is the real deal. It's just you need to understand who he is. I tell you what, the NFL's new concussion protocol and policy is probably going to hurt the Chicago Bears and Justin Fields. I mean, that guy's going to be – he's going to get pulled from a lot of games.
Right.
You know, like, just his style of play. Especially early. I mean, I think he's been concussed once or twice. As you know, we used to say when we were kids, you get your bell rung. I got my bell rung a lot.
Did you?
I was going to say the Liberty Bell, but the Liberty Bell only got its bell rung once. So that was a bad example, but that was the only bell I could think of.
Church bell?
I'm like Big Ben out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Hey, that didn't really pan out. The Pickens from Pittsburgh, the new QB, like I didn't see many points come out of that game at all. That was kind of a sleeper call from a lot of people. Wow.
Well, they had
go ahead.
Vegas had that game projected for I think Pittsburgh had like 12 points, 12 and a half points. So, I mean, you know, you knew they weren't going to do much and they didn't do much.
We're back to having two games that are over 50 points for the over-unders right now.
And then there's the Bears points, which has a 37.5 point spread. Man, Al Michaels last week was absolutely ripping on the game as it was happening. I wonder what happens tomorrow with the Bears and Redskins. I actually think that game gets steamed up. You know, a lot of times with Thursday night football, you know, it's a short week. Guys are tired. You know, it's generally a little bit ugly, but I feel like bad teams actually play pretty well because the short week kind of like it just adds a little bit of unpredictability. And I think the Bears offense could get something going against Washington, and Washington can obviously steam it back. I mean, you know, they're a bad team, you know, the Ron Rivera coach team, you know, which is the definition of average. And they still have Terry McLaurin. You know, Curtis Samuel, I think, is playing really well right now. So their quarterback's garbage.
It was the feeling in town is as good as it can be after a loss to Minnesota. I feel like this is a game where it's like, shit, now the Bears are kind of their favorite again. They're the home favorite. They were they were a slight dog
1 point
favorite now. I feel like this is where it all just falls apart. And Friday, the whole town's like, you know, giving up on the whole damn thing, fire everybody. I feel like that can happen easily. And before yesterday, I would have told you that there before the, after the 2 minute warning yesterday, I would have told you that that'll be kind of nice. Like, let's hear Al Michaels roast us. You know, it'll be like the roast of the Chicago Bears with Al Michaels. What the hell? I'd be in on that. It's the Bears' first time with the Thursday night football since they've joined Amazon Prime. Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels over there. I think I saw that game last week cost Amazon $78 million to broadcast that football game, that Thursday night game. What, 6-3? Was that the final? 9-6? All field goals? I don't know. Insane.
Oh, my God. You know, I use Fantasy Labs for a lot of my fantasy work, and they just changed the layout on the website, so I'm really tilted right now.
Uh-oh. Are you going to be all right with that?
Yeah, I guess in the long run, maybe it's going to be easier. They might have made an improvement, but, you know, I'm like Sipowicz on NYPD Blue. I just, you know, it takes me a minute with change. I have to adjust, so... Yeah, I figured out what the problem was, though, so that points it in the right direction. So Justin Fields, just look at the numbers here. We like to do that every week. He puts up 208 yards. First time all season he's been over 50% completion rate. Actually, that's not true. Week one he had a 63.6. I'm sorry, that's week two against Green Bay. 63.6 was his highest. This week, his completion rate rose all the way to 71.4.
How many did he throw?
He had his second highest attempts of the year, 21. He had 22 in week four. So it looks like they're keeping him on the pitch count of somewhere between 17 and, you know, 25 passes, which is not an NFL offense. I mean, that's Stone Age. You know, that's Mike Ditka calling offense. In the 80s.
Right.
No, it's not a good thing. It's not modern. But he did complete 15 of the 21 for the 71.4 completion rate. He had 208 yards passing. He was averaging 9.9 yards an attempt. He did throw for a touchdown. Zero interceptions. You know, he's a guy who, when you really look at it, he has four interceptions on the year. You know, he's playing behind the worst offensive line in football. And he doesn't throw interceptions. This was the offensive line's best performance of the year. They only allowed two sacks, which is great. And you know, he rushed the ball eight times for 47 yards, which is right there at his average. He's averaging eight attempts for 47 yards every week. You know, his last 3 weeks, he's rushed eight times for 47 yards, seven times for 52 yards, eight times for 47 yards. So it's definitely a part of the game plan. It's definitely a part of his quarterbacking profile, which is definitely has an upward trajectory. You know, he is a guy – I played a lot of him this week in fantasy football. You know, I played like 6% Justin Fields. I like went heavy in on the stack because when I was looking at how bad that slate was, I was like, you know, obviously the Chalk's probably going to be all right, you know, with Allen. Like they're probably going to do their thing because they're that good. But if there's a cheap stack to go after, you know, I wasn't fond of the Mariota and the Atlanta Falcons. So, I mean, I was just like, hey, this guy could win a tournament. So I rolled with it. And actually, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't great. You know, he didn't hit a ceiling, but it was good.
Yeah. I had my first time really playing quite a few lineups this past week myself, Al. I put in like 131, and I turned that into about $304.
Nice.
I'll take it. I'm not really like I'm gearing up. I want to get to where you are in daily fantasy. And again, we do the daily fantasy show on Friday mornings, 5 o'clock. You can take us with us on your way to work after that, anytime during the day or Saturday, listen to us, whatever. I'd like to get to the point where I'm playing 150 lineups like you are. So far, just 20. I need to really get my setup set up. I need to find my own fantasy labs. I need to do that kind of thing.
Or you can just go to Fantasy Labs and use Fantasy Labs.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'll go to Fantasy Labs.
I mean, the nice thing is if you use Fantasy Labs, I could show you how to use it.
Oh, do you know how?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at using the software. I've used it for a while now. I made the boneheaded mistake this week. It really cost me I set a rule. I said, if Josh Allen is in one of my lineups, I want to double stack him with a run back, and I want anytime Josh Allen's in a lineup, I want Stephon Diggs to be in the lineup. And I should have just left it naked where it would have grabbed two random, you know, pass catchers from the Buffalo Bills. I should have gotten that specific.
Davis and then the other fella that I had a little
bit. Yeah, the Shakar. Yeah, I had him too, but, you know.
I think I only stacked him with Diggs as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's stupid. Like that. I mean, every rule of tournament is go against, you know, play contrarian. What if Diggs has a bad day? Well, that means, and Josh Allen has a great day, that means his other pass catchers are balling. And it was clear that he only really had two other pass catchers. So, you know, it was just a dumb move, but it happens. That's, you know, the life and times of fantasy football.
Yeah.
So you've been championing the Quantum Leap show. You know, I watched an episode and a half and I realized it was garbage. Mm-hmm. But you keep fighting the good fight for the Quantum Leap. You know, you're hanging on to the past. You can't quite leap to the present. You know, how bad is it? Is it, you know, I know you're pro Quantum Leap, so you can't give us a negative review.
Well,
but I try to give an as honest of a review of what's going on with Quantum Leap right now. Don't give me the hungry. I don't want to hear the Hungry Hound review. Okay. Don't put the Clark 8x10 on the wall.
All right. They're definitely spending too much time in the future or in, you know, or the present or what have you. Just give it a little more shot. They're doing that, but then there are little drops there for those of us who are fans. And I'm pretty positive that by the end of this season, we're going to see one Sam Beckett on this show. I think it's going to happen. I think that they have set it up to where he made a post out there that talking about how he's not a part of this at all. However, it's been quite a bit a part of the show already. The original storyline.
I don't know. MacGyver never was on the new. The old MacGyver was never on the new MacGyver. We waited. You know, seasons for that to happen, and it never happened.
Really?
I thought the new MacGyver was horrible, but it was at least something you could watch. You know, Sean gets it. Sean Denny over there in the chat. He understands that. He's with me on the Quantum Leap being terrible. But this new Quantum Leap, man, it's just rough. It's not fun. Those were the reviews I read that I agree with.
Remember you know, people how said, Al like, it's just jumped not... into Al yeah. jumped into Magic to save his brother Tom?
Yeah.
Let's just say episode 4, Magic, who is on this show now, he's part of the Quantum Leap team.
Yeah, he was in Dolomite.
He really
the original Dolomite movie.
Yep, and Ghostbusters.
And yes, Winston and Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Some more things. Episode 3, the end of it. I'm telling you, you got the original. I don't want to spoil. Not going
to
spoil.
Yeah, you could spoil because, like, you got. I mean, something needs to get me interested in trying the show again.
Al's handset.
Yeah,
was in the show. There's a lot there. There's some. Oh.
So they're playing up the nostalgia to keep boners like you.
They hit the heart a little bit. They hit the heart, and they're trying to get the kids behind it by doing this, all this stuff in the future and whatnot. Ben, who is the leaper these days, he, you know, they can't tell him anything about what's happening back there, but he's fine. He's remembering. He's got that Swiss cheese mind, you know.
Yeah. Do they still refer to it as the Swiss cheese mind?
No, I do though. I mean, come on.
They don't call it Swiss cheese mine?
No. What?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. This show is a disaster.
You're right. You're right. Because it makes sense that 35 years later they're using the same slang. That's right. That's right. That's how language works. Yeah, of course. Oh.
Well, what are they using for Swiss cheese line? What are they calling it, like a post leap syndrome?
No, they don't
have any PSP.
It's
the PLS.
All of these network shows, they all just follow a formula these days, and it's like an ensemble cast, and it's like, it's not great, but I'm going to keep watching. I watch a lot of bad shit.
I know. You're still watching The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Like, I tell you to watch good stuff, and it's like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time.
I don't have time. I watch stuff that I can do while I'm working. Lauren and I sit there and work while we watch television. It's the most boring life ever.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
There are shows I watch that I have on in the background while I'm playing video games or something.
My life.
When I was a kid, you know, it's funny. When I was a kid, the thing that was always on in the background when I was playing video games or doing stuff, I always had the news on. I always had the news channels. I loved the news. Now that I'm old, I don't want to watch any of the news except the 5 o'clock news and the 5 o'clock local newscast. And what's on in the background is like old reruns of like Three's Company or Mr. Belvedere. We see the shenanigans Wesley's getting in. Then that's the kind of stuff I watch in the background. But then there's shows like, you know, I'm watching the novella of Vicente Fernandez, the El Rey. Yeah. 36 hours of this man's life, you know, it spans 6 decades of music. You know, he was the dominant force of the mariachi music. And man, I've been craving now going to see a mariachi band. I've been looking for restaurants. There used to be a restaurant, you know, 4 blocks from here. Every Sunday they had a mariachi band. I would go in there. They had a little lady who pushed a cart around and made, you know, the salsa fresh at the table to your specifications. And the mariachi would band, they would come and they would play, they would do My Life, you know, they do Sinatra, My Life in Spanish. And, you know, they did a couple of Beatles songs and, you know, and then your traditional mariachi music, you know, your Pedro Infante and, you know, the good stuff, man. And Chiente.
They didn't make it.
No, they didn't make it, and it's now a Cuban restaurant, which, I mean, the service is like you're on the islands. I mean, you can I can walk in there and walk out with they have a wine rack, and you can just grab a bottle of wine and leave, you know, because it takes an hour before somebody comes to greet you and to sit down. And then once you're done eating, you're held hostage there, you know, for a good hour before you can get the check. So I stopped eating at my Cuban restaurant. Good food, though, man. You know, you get the Cubano. Good times, but
maybe sometimes it's worth it.
But my point is, you know, when I watch El Rey, it's in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, so I have to focus. I can't look at my phone. I have to put the phone down. I have to put the phone away from me because I'll start, you know, Googling who these actors are. Like, I give a shit, you know, I want to know who the guy who plays Vicente's father, Ramon, is you know, a fantastic actor. I tweeted him. It's in English. You probably didn't understand, but
you know, it translates too.
Yeah, it translates. But you know, my experience with the Japanese is it translates poorly.
Sure, absolutely.
Although Spanish might be a little easier. I don't know.
You mentioned Japan, and I just saw today that our guy Gringo Loco, which, by the way, you got this doll for my kids right here. Yeah, our guy Gringo Loco is going to wrestle in Japan for the first time.
I saw that. Exciting.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll do well in Japan. I think he fits the mold perfectly. You know, they can put a Vader mask on him and get rocking.
Hey, there's Guava out there. Hello in the Twitch world. Al, we traditionally in our relationship have moments where things go sour in life, in texting, in Facebook wrestling chat with other friends. In our life, like you tearing on baseball a lot has always bothered me.
Lately,
I have not been a fan of WWE.
Well, you're just a killjoy.
And you and I just had yet another big falling out when it comes to discussing wrestling.
I don't think it was a falling out. I think I just pretty much came to you like a man, and I said, listen, you know, you're a killjoy. You're not fun. You know, you're a downer when it comes to this. And it'd be one thing if you had like a negative opinion on the product, but you don't have an opinion. You just have a shit on. You just, you know, you pull your pants down and you crap on everything without watching it.
Right.
You know, it's an ill-informed, it's gross.
In my thought while discussing it with you was the same exact way that you always talk about baseball. So then, of course, when you talked about it to me, you're like, you brought this up a long time ago and said that I do this about baseball. So I've been trying not to do it. I haven't even noticed that you don't do it. I hear you like we can't even bring up baseball on this show without like getting.
Well, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Like, anytime you bring up baseball on this show, I just stop talking and I let you have the floor. I let you have the floor to talk baseball. I just back away from the conversation unless there's something interesting I can add. I realize I have nothing to add for a baseball conversation, so I just check out, which is fine. You should have the floor. But you don't bring up baseball. You don't talk baseball.
I feel like on the show, yeah, I stop bringing it up because you talk about the traffic about it, and it's like, oh, we don't have a – it's not a thing for this show. It's fine. I get it.
That's your decision, not mine. That's your decision, my show.
Like, I get quiet about it, but it feels like you get pissed about that. Like, you don't, like, I don't know.
Well, I'm just not going to wait. You tell me to bring up wrestling, and I do, and then you just shit on it. So I just have no interest in doing it anymore.
I tell you not to bring it up on the show?
No, you tell me to bring it up.
Yeah, of course. I want to hear.
Of course.
I want to hear about it just because.
But then you shit on it when I do.
Well, yeah.
Because without an informed opinion.
That's what guys do. They shit on things.
I mean, well, it's not fun.
I've told you exactly why I'm not interested in who Roman Reigns is. Like, I don't think that that just doesn't interest me. Like, I don't get
because you don't watch. You don't. You say you don't get it, but then you don't watch to know how to get it.
Because when I watch it, I'm bored by it. Like, I'm not interested. Well, so that's all.
Cool.
Like,
so we're not. We won't talk about it anymore. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm going to do a wrestling show. I mean, that's what we'll do. You know.
But I did try to watch it this week. Like, I watched the pay-per-view, or most of it anyway. I enjoyed it. I watched all of Raw last night, all 3 hours. Well, because I was up all night with a fucking toothache. So I watched that. I watched Quantum Leap. Fuck, I watched all kinds of things. Anyway.
Well, I would ask you what you think of Raw, but you actually watched it, so it's an informed opinion. So yeah. What did you think?
Well, I mean, my opinion is I'll say the bad first, and then maybe I'll bring it back. So it's still a bit too cheesy for me. There's too many colors. It's too like graphics when they're coming out. There's a big snake coming out. There's all this shit that I don't understand. I don't get That's it. I don't know why understand. It has to be so bright and colorful. That I don't get. I think Sami Zayn is probably my favorite thing going right now. I enjoy him. I think he's got one of his best characters that I've ever seen from him. I think that, what else did I really enjoy? I really enjoyed, I don't know. There was more. Oh, some of the DX, like, you know, the throwback stuff. I enjoyed that they don't shy away from showing Triple H in Gorilla now that he's running it. I like that they started out that way. I thought that was really smart. Really, really good job. I don't know. Yeah, I liked it. Oh, that Judgment Day thing. That's great. That's neat. I think they've got a good thing going. I like what they
started.
Finn leading it. I think that Dominic kid, all of a sudden, he doesn't look like a 12-year-old, an overgrown 12-year-old.
Yeah, they've been building him for, you know. Human.
Like, he looks like a real wrestler, maybe.
They've been building him for like a year and a half, and it's paying off. The crowd hates him. He has really good heat right now. The Judgment Day started out rough. It was kind of boring.
People really hate him in the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Or are they in the crowd booing him because they know that they're like, this is awesome. Like, they're doing such a great job. I'm going to boo him because I need to. Or do you think people really hate him?
I think it's both. I think it's a combination. I think people truly hate him, and they also realize it's working.
Do they hate him or the character? Like, do they hate the person playing it? Like, or do they,
Oh, yeah, they hate the person playing him. Absolutely. Okay. They hate the Dominic Mysterio.
Like, they don't think they're doing the right thing with him?
No, I think the crowd thinks that they just don't like the kid. He just comes off as a pecker. You know, he comes off as a wood. But they also understand, I think most people understand, that it's working. And they like the relationship with Rhea Ripley. You know, it has a little bit of the scissor me daddy element. You know, it's kind of that, a little bit of that. You know, people just want to be involved with that, you know, and have fun with it. But at the same time, I think people truly enjoy it as well. So,
Here's something I caught last night. I couldn't tell if it was the new play-by-play guy, or if it was Corey Graves. But when Road Dogg let the crowd say the badass Billy Gunn part of the whole gimmick thing, he goes, "Yeah, where's he at? I hear he's working for some office supply company now." I was like, that's fucking brilliant. That's fucking brilliant. Nice job.
And at the very opening segment of the show, when Triple H first sees the DX guys, he's like, hey, guys, no fighting back here. So some people took that as a shot at AEW as well.
Oh, but I mean, yeah, of course it was. Like, that's awesome. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it was good. The Bray Wyatt stuff, you know, Sean says Bray Wyatt gimmick is the best thing I've seen in wrestling in years.
Like the current or like just him in general? Like
I assume he's talking about this weekend, in the last month or so. The build-up to it was fantastic. The delivery delivered. It was the closest thing I've seen to Undertaker in the modern times, you know, where you, as an adult, you can roll your eyes at it, but I think if I was a kid, man, I would really be into it. And as an adult, I appreciate the theatrics, the delivery. I thought it was smart what they were doing. I guess he's working with like a real writer. You know, the guy's got like a real writer, which is something The Rock did back in the day with Brian Gewirtz. You know, Brian Gewirtz and The Rock had a partnership dating all the way back to SmackDown. You know, he's currently writing The Rock sitcom, The Young Rock. But, you know, he was a guy the WWF brought in from Hollywood to be a writer on the show. And he connected with The Rock, and he worked personally with The Rock and The Rock only. And he became The Rock's guy. So if Bray's got somebody like that, you know, that's very encouraging. The breathing of stories, the slow development. Like I said, with Judgment Day, they gave Judgment Day a lot of airtime. And some things, you know, started with Vince McMahon that Triple H is kind of picking the pieces up on. Judgment Day has been kind of a mess, but I gotta say
it's a group. It's not a pay-per-view anymore, right?
Like, right. I don't know if it's still a pay-per-view, but that's the name of the group. Yeah. You know, it's a dark stable. It's kind of an evil stable. And, you know, one of the elements of it is Rey Mysterio's son, Dominic, and Rhea Ripley, who's a big Australian lady and kind of reminiscent of China. And yeah, I mean, it's good. It's fun. There's a lot going with that. And yeah, what did you think of the Bray Wyatt thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough of it. I saw.
Well, all you needed to see was the return. What did you think of the return?
I saw what they did. I mean, I didn't. It was short. It was. I don't know. It was. Here you go. I have no opinion on it. Just what you've been complaining about with me. I have no. I don't know. I don't know enough of it to have an opinion on it because I'm not watching this. You and I discussed.
But if you watch the return, that I mean, that's all you need. What do you? What,
I thought.
Like, what do you think you're missing? Crowd
was fucking over. I thought it was really over with the crowd. It was really cool. To me, like, I don't know. It is probably just sour grapes for me here, but I felt that what we did at the United Center a year and a half ago or whatever, when what was there at with CM Punk, that was just natural. Like, that just happened. This whole Bray thing, it's like he took 18 months and then, like, now it's, oh, it's, is he coming back? Like, yes, of course he's coming back. They're not going to play all these videos and shit with all the QR codes and everything if he's not really coming back. It was the same thing with CM Punk. Like, we knew he was back, but it was like, that was 7 years of stuff. And this kind of just feels like it's like trying to be that. I don't know. That's my thought. And I come in with a convoluted. That's not.
Yeah, right. I don't know why you would compare it to the attitude on it. I mean, they're completely way different things. But
well,
yeah.
you even said it the other day that's what you thought of it.
Well, no, I was explaining what the, because you were crying about, well, everyone knew it was him returning. I was explaining, yeah, well, sometimes in wrestling that's okay. We knew that CM Punk was returning. I'm not comparing their returns. They're very, very different. Very different things.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was awesome. It was over. It was great. I didn't. Who'd have thought that he was just going to be? He was a WWE guy now. Yeah, it was cool. It was great. I thought that was cool. He wasn't on Raw last night.
I think he's going to be.
They showed the whole thing.
I think a lot of what's going to happen. I think Triple H, you know, Raw was always Vince McMahon's baby. You know, he started Raw and it was the flagship of his product. Well, now that Vince McMahon is gone, the show with the bigger audience, the show with the more appeal to people is the 2-hour SmackDown. And I think, you know, that's the Roman Reigns show. I think Triple H understands that, and I think a lot of stuff is now going to be pushed more till Friday as opposed to Monday.
It's the Roman show. Like, okay. I'm confused. Like,
what's confusing? I could maybe help you.
SmackDown is the Roman Reigns show, then what the fuck? Like, the opening segment last night, like, was him. Like, it was them. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Like,
if you're more likely to see Roman Reigns on Friday Night SmackDown than you are on Monday Night Raw. They had the brand split. He's actually he's on the SmackDown roster, but because he's the champion, he could be on any show.
Okay.
Basically, like it's always been, but you're the primary focus of Roman Reigns. The primary storyline is run through SmackDown.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Is Logan Paul going to like win? Why is that match happening? I mean, well,
he's
the Paul kid. He can't win this.
No, he can't win it. But they're building it up that look, Logan Paul is a boxer. You know, he's done a little boxing.
Boxer.
I mean, he's an influencer, but you know, him and his brother do a lot with boxing, and all it takes, you know, he fought Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
You know, all it takes is one punch to knock a guy out. So it's a boxer's chance. So they're kind of building that up. Like, you know, what if Logan Paul just catches Roman Reigns with the punch? It's not likely to happen, but then there's also the element of, well, one, can Roman Reigns carry this match? You know, is Roman Reigns going to be able to carry Logan Paul? in, you know, a 20-minute match? Is this going to be a 5-minute match? How bad does Roman Reigns beat?
I mean, because Roman Reigns' strong suit isn't wrestling. Like, that's like, he's not a good technical wrestler.
Well, he's not. I mean, he's not Kenny Omega, but I mean, I wouldn't say he's a bad wrestler. I mean, he's more in the
bad wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good storyteller. He's a good storyteller in the ring, general. But you're right. He's not.
Last night seeing Brock was great. That was fun.
There you go.
That was awesome.
Look at you.
I like that a lot. And in our fellow Bears fan, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
He won the belt. Thank goodness. After Riddle screwed him over the night before. I don't know. Just kidding. He didn't screw him over. He won fair and square. And I missed the Edge match from the night before, but I thought they came up with a creative way to get him to say, I quit.
Yeah.
I watched
it. It was very predictable. But again, you know, I think one of the things Triple H does right, and he did this a lot in NXT, there's like a history of it, is he does the predictable stuff. Like, it's okay sometimes. I'm
excited that we've gone full wrestling here. hey.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I said we shouldn't talk wrestling anymore. I put the foot down. I said I didn't want to talk about it anymore. And here we are, dragged in.
Fuck me here. Wait, what? Ugh.
You want me to fuck you, Clark? Come on.
No.
What are you doing? Yeah, so.
Don't degrade the champion at any time. Acknowledge me.
You are acknowledged, sir. Way to go.
Acknowledge me.
Sorry, Clark. I'm the number one. You're the number two.
That's fine. Two's pretty close. Like, fuck.
Yeah, you're number two.
I'm too tired. It's fine. Yeah. I don't know. I guess the Roman thing stems from just years of it not being a fan. I can't get past that.
I don't know. You have this awesome, like, you know, AEW talks about diversity and, you know, all this, this feel good stuff, but WWE has had a person of color as a champion now for 2 years. With a, you know, an urban based storyline, so you know, it's fun stuff. It's good.
I'm changing the name. That's going to be the show now.
Yeah, I mean, it should have been from the beginning. I don't know why. Can we get the show now?
Mark, I'm just going to leave that one up for a while. I'm going to work on a graphic for it.
Good.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to talk about, Clark? See, this is when we get the dead air. Wait, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we're waiting.
I'd like to discuss how I didn't sleep at all last night with a toothache. You do this all the time, and you don't talk about it as much as I do. I don't know why I'm still talking about it. Like,
well, our viewership has gone up, Clark, as soon as you started picking the topics. Look at this.
Yeah, see? We're growing. Guava really wants to talk about the Bears helmet, and I'm sure that he's going to – I bet he already has an idea of my thoughts on that.
Oh, they're great. I love them. So what? They're wonderful. Good. Glad they wear them. Am I close?
Yes. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. I think we're getting a prop here. I don't care about the uniforms. They're so bad. Like, I don't care. I assume it's the traffic cone uniforms this week. I like when the players look like traffic cones. They've grown on me. But as you know, I'm in favor of the Bears actually changing their logo and kind of redesigning. I like the color scheme. But if especially with the move to Arlington Heights, I would like a new Bears uniform and a new Bears helmet. I think it's just way outdated. Okay, here we go. Here comes some kind of prop. Been waiting on this. Got your lady headphones. Throw those on. Uh-huh. You got your vest on. Are we going fishing or what's going on here? The anticipation. Yeah, the orange dream, the dreamsicles. Yeah, I actually have an orange bear's head too.
There we go.
I'm not going to stop the show to get it, but I have one as well.
I can't wait. I am excited. I think that it's going to be. It's a great alternate helmet. It's not one that. It's not one that's going to be seen or worn very much, at all. So what's one game? It's just
who cares? It's one.
All teams are doing it, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. If they win, if they treat Washington like they did
when they won the
NFL championship over at the Madhouse on Madison, over at the Chicago Stadium, then I'm in.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. What does that mean, orange? Why is it orange? I don't get it.
Well, because the primary colors of the Chicago Bears, chosen by George Halas because the University of Illinois also had the blue and orange. So he said, well, we're going to be blue and orange as well. Orange is a part of the Chicago Bears history. Our
uniforms aren't orange. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it.
They actually are wearing orange uniforms.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why? They choose orange. Why? Are they creamsicles? I don't get it.
Two games too many, right? Right? Is it two games too many? Guys, it's fun. Who cares? It's one game.
I don't understand it. Well, I guess I just don't get it. I don't understand. Why would they change uniforms?
Well, I think that you change uniforms to sell them. I think it's a
money. Oh, so it's all about money. Who cares? Who cares about money?
Yeah. I do.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Why would they do that? Now, do the Bears, they're playing on Thursdays. Do they always play on Thursdays?
Sometimes.
Well, why are they playing on Thursday? I don't understand. I thought they played on Sundays.
The NFL likes to milk it for everything they can because they realize that people are going to pay attention to it. So they put a game on Thursday. They've done it for years. They did it when we were kids. Remember TNT? I distinctly remember Deion Sanders missing a tackle. Like he dove at a guy and the guy just jumped over him and ran into the end zone. That was a Thursday night football game. TNT. Am I right on that? Did there used to be Thursday night football on TNT back in the day?
I don't remember.
Well, why? Why don't you remember?
I don't remember. I don't because I smoked a lot of weed, Clark. I've done a lot of drugs, mushrooms, and acid, and ayahuasca.
NFL on TNT was the name of the series of National Football League broadcasts produced by Turner Sports for Turner Network Television.
So do the games on Thursday count the same as the games on Sunday?
They do. And Thursday night Thursday night begins week 6. Although the Monday night game is part of week 5 this week.
I don't understand that.
Because the Thursday night game is the beginning of the next week. Because as we all know, looking at the calendar, Thursday always starts the following week.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Mm-hmm. You see that logo, Al?
Yeah. Okay. I remember that. Sure. Man, that's when logos were great. They've gone downhill since then.
Yep.
They're too colorful. What's with all the colors? It's too colorful. I don't like it.
I agree.
It's too colorful. Why do they have graphics? It's too much. I can't watch that.
Yeah. I get it. I'm there. It's you watch the WWE on Peacock. It's just like, it's just a big circus. It's a big, like, bright light. I don't know. Orange jerseys with blue pants would be cool. Yeah. I like that look. I like the all blues. I have a favorite alternate jersey, and it's not the orange. It's not the all orange, but I never liked the all orange. However, if they're going to let's try the orange helmet with it. Now maybe I'll fucking like it. I don't know. I want to see it on the field. That's it. And I'll probably hate it as much as everybody else, but what have you. I can't wait. Thursday night Twitter is just going to be a fucking pool of people complaining about it. It'll be great.
I agree. It's going to be very eventful on the Twitter. You know, Elon Musk might be banning some people, maybe having little side conversations about people and what they're doing with the throwbacks.
I thought he wasn't. That wasn't his thing anymore.
Yeah, no, I think he is now. I think he's coming around.
I thought that his investors have like stepped back. His fellow investors. He's just like, fuck it. I'm going by myself.
I think it changes weekly. I think this week he's involved now. So, but yeah, we got another win in our high stakes fantasy football.
Yeah, we didn't have all too many points,
huh?
We didn't have all of too many points in our
Clark,
fantasy league.
There's only one win.
Huh?
I thought we put up like 150 points.
I thought it was like 120. Oh, did we? I can't remember which team did what. Yeah, Geno
Smith.
Waiver wire.
Yeah,
Geno.
I'm not sold on Geno Smith yet. I made the boneheaded decision with like the last pick in the Scott Fishbowl of drafting Drew Locke over Geno Smith, and I'm desperate need a quarterback. My quarterback options right now are Mariota and Justin Fields. So,
yep. Well, this isn't working out great. That's the Russ uniform. That's my favorite alternate. That one right there. Or if they wear blue pants with that
boring.
One too.
It's boring, but I get it. It's all boring. Right. I like the all blues. You know, when I switch uniforms up on Madden, when I'm playing a Thursday game in Madden, I'll alter the uniforms and I'll go all blues.
Good. I'm glad you like it. Wait, hang on.
The best. Jameis Winston, also a good quarterback pickup this week.
Okay. Everybody's after that running back from out in the
Kenneth
Northwest.
Walker III. I have him.
You don't have to say his name out loud. Yeah, you do, because I saw that, and I was going to come and offer you a trade, because last week we discussed, or I think on the fantasy show we discussed how we don't do trades very well, but I've been trying to find a trade. Can't do it. I can't find it.
Yeah, no. I mean, you make it work. I'll do it, you know. But most people come with bullshit trades, and I don't have time. Who's got time for that nonsense?
I don't know. You have time? I got time.
I think our leagues are going to be too sharp to have Walker available. I haven't looked yet, but
people are too smart.
Yeah, they're too sharp. You start playing, the higher stakes.
I think he was available only in one of my leagues, is what I think there.
Yeah, I guess I could just go to the My Playbook and just type in his name. I don't use that app as much as well as I should.
It's been my go-to still, and that's probably why I'm not doing so great this year.
I use it with Fantasy Labs. Like, I bounce the two, and some of the problem, although I guess I could switch, is a full point PPR, I guess I could switch over to the FanDuel side of things because that's half PPR, but I don't, I'm lazy, but I'm doing all right. Of course the only league he's available in is the scrub league, the no money league.
He's available in my 18 league, and I'm putting it in for him. Here's the thing, Al, if you had to drop right now, here's a good question, being the Bears that we are, it's between Khalil Herbert and, I don't know, J.K. Dobbins. Like, I'm probably dropping Herbert at this point, right? Now with Montgomery back? Eight-team league, remember.
Dobbins or... What's Dobbins' injury situation?
Actually, Jamal Williams. I can drop Jamal Williams because they got the bye week, and Swift is going to be back, right? And I have Swift.
Jamal Williams leads the NFL in touchdowns. He has more red zone work than any other running back. That's including in games where Swift has played. I think you'd be crazy to drop Jamal Williams.
Yeah. Guava has the olives and Robinson. We got Robinson. I picked up Olive in a few places. I want to see what this concussion of his is. He got the points, though. Olive was a great pickup last week.
Yeah. Detroit going to be on a bye this week. That has me a little tilted.
Yeah.
It's going to kill me. The Scott Fishbowl is going to be rough this week because I have Armand St. Brown and I have Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of tough. And I might have to start a kicker this week, which is crazy. So,
I had a team that made me $100 in the Millie Maker.
Nice.
I haven't been checking in on you. I put three teams in on the Millie and I ended up profiting about $160 there.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
About $160 on three teams there. And then I had way more teams in the $3 leagues. Let's see. I did $20. I took back 20. I took 15, 15, 12, 12. Did pretty well. And all of it, like, to be honest, guys, like, it's from doing the show with Al on Friday mornings. Like, yeah. Al's the fantasy guru there with the DraftKings, and that's why we're doing the damn show, and it's going really well. But this team was Jared Allen with 39 points, Stevenson from New England with 22.5, Breece Hall, 30 points, Diggs got his 27, I mean, 17% ownership. Godwin, I felt bad about playing. I messed up. I played him too much for his ownership.
I did too.
He was 27% ownership, 12 points. You did, yeah. And then there's the Shakur one right there. I had Shakur at 16 points. Goddard ended up with a 17. Olav, the olive juice there, got 15. And then the Patriots defense on that one really paid through there with the Patriots D. Two sacks, an interception, defensive fumble recovery, and a touchdown, 22 points. So that was my best team. We ended up with 203 points.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
My, let's see. Palma wants to know if Pacheco is worth stashing. He definitely is. Yeah. The whole running back situation there is a disaster. Like, it's just all over the place, but they like him. The coaching staff trusts Pacheco, and I think he's going to get more involved. I definitely would hold on to him. My best team, is that right, actual? Put up 199 points. Not a great week. I really, you know, I'm trying to win a single-entry tournament. I'm trying to win, you know, the $50, 6,000-people tournament. Mm-hmm. But my stack this week was a Miami Dolphins stack. And as soon as Bridgewater went out with a concussion, it pretty much ended my day. It was just like, you know, I needed a big tournament comeback for it to win. The team otherwise, if you exclude the stack, it wouldn't have done well anyways. Because it had it did have Jeff Wilson who put up 23 points, but it had Damian Harris who put up 3 points. It had Garrett Wilson who put up 5 points. It had Waddle who put up 5. But Waddle, you can make claim that because Bridgewater went out, it hurt the stack. And then Hill had 13, so it put up 85 points. You know, of course, my quarterback put up 0 because of the concussion, which they say he wasn't even concussed.
Really?
It was a judgment call.
Well, yeah, of course they're going to be a little extra careful now. Shit.
but to the point where it's like, you know, I want what's best for the players.
I'm supposed to drop Justin Herbert, huh? Just kidding. I know he was talking about Khalil. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Herbert. I mean, Herbert's definitely worth considering dropping, but the guy has standalone equity, which is what you look for in your stash running backs. You know, you could start Khalil Herbert on a week where, you know, Montgomery is playing, and he's still going to get, like, you know, maybe 6 to 7 touches, and he's still going to have an opportunity to break one, take it to the house, and you know, win you some money. So that, and then if Montgomery gets hurt, the dude's a gold mine, and there's no guarantee that, you know, Montgomery's not going to re-aggravate, you know, his injury. So
that's the thing. That's why I don't want to drop him or Williams. So Dobbins, like, am I picking up this Walker and dropping Dobbins?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think you want the starter. Like, you want what's working right now. And, you know, Walker is a good running back.
Yeah.
They want to run the ball. That's what they do. That's, you know, the game plan.
18 league again. What I should have done was picked him up last week, because this week, like, my way, it's a waiver wire. I'm like in third place, so I won't get him. Like, I'm not going to get Walker. Right. So it's fine.
He's a starting running back, and his competition is now on the shelf. So I would say, you know, it's a guy you're going to want to try to get at all costs. But, you know, drop who you have to drop because they're just dust on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I would drop it to Dobbins. That's true. I mean, Dobbins, man, he's just, he hasn't looked the same since the injury, and the whole running back corp is, it just, you know, it's our BBC, it's running back by committee. And, you know, I don't love it, but I think you probably have to get rid of Herbert.
Our bench isn't big enough for an A-team league. That's what stinks. I've got Gordon, Dobbins, Herbert, Swift, and Jamal Williams right now. And I'm in third place. My worst wide receiver right now is Drake London. Is he droppable there? I got Olav,
no.
Kirk, Lamb,
no.
Jefferson,
no.
Cooks. No. Can I drop Cooks?
No.
For him?
No.
No. See? Yeah. And that's all I can do.
How Shit. Many people? This is, you said seven. This huh? is, you just said this is an 8-man league, right?
Shit. I got to find a quarterback for next week. Who am I dropping for a quarterback then? Herbert
Who's
Woods.
Your starting quarterback?
It's Jalen Hurts. I don't have a backup right now.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
8-team league. Fuck. I should.
Can
make
you go without a kicker?
I don't think I can. I'll take a look, but who knows? Yeah. How much do you think you'd put on Gino this week, Al? $26 bid in his 300. Oh, they had 326. Is that what you have right now in your bank? Is 300, or have you spent some of that?
I don't think. I don't think Gino's that valuable, man. I don't think he's as in much demand as you think he is.
So stay with that.
Yeah, I would stick with it. I think 26 is generous, to be honest. You know what? Hey Siri, what's 26 divided by 300?
26 divided by 300 is approximately 0.
So you're looking at 9%. You're putting 9% of your budget on Gino, which is yeah, I think that's high. I think that's high to an appropriate amount.
Okay.
I wouldn't ball out for him, especially if, like, you know, is Jameis Winston available? I mean, he's popping back. And that offense is pretty darn good. You know, one of my biggest mistakes in the season is I waited on quarterback, and I drafted a lot of Russ Wilson. And Russ Wilson right now is droppable. Jimmy Garoppolo, Kenny Pickett, Justin Fields, they're all in positions to score points this week. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking to stream quarterbacks.
I can get Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're fine.
8-team league. Oh, yeah. I can wait a week. It doesn't matter. I can get any one of those fucking things.
18 leagues. That's just silly.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, two people dropped out last minute on him. I feel for the guy. I should have hit you up. But then we'd have needed two.
Yeah, why are you... I'm glad you didn't hit me. The last thing I need is another league. And your friends, all the leagues I've joined, your friends start have like weekly payouts, and they pay out if you have a cat, you get a little bonus, and I don't.
Wait, you got a bonus for a cat? That's bullshit.
Yeah. Ross's league, if you have a cat, you get $3 a week.
I'm out.
So
I'm out. Hey Al, I got a new camera and I was trying to set it up earlier today.
The money on this guy,
but it's too wide.
Best.
It was $13. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, why am I doubling up now? Oh, because the mic must be on. Jesus Christ! Like I've ever done this before. Oh yeah, the mic is on. Yeah, no, there's my other. That's my other camera right there. It was too wide. I wasn't able to use it, but it shows Bozo. Yeah, it's good.
I got one camera right on the laptop, sits in my belly, and I think it does well.
Oh, thanks, Guava. He said, cool clown. It was supposed to be Bozo, but I don't know. I don't know if it is.
I remember your wife wanted to throw that lamp out. I said, there's no way. No way.
Thank you.
Keep the Bozo lamp.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think he was being sarcastic when he said cool clown, bro.
I like the there's a handsome gentleman in the top left of your screen. I like that. That's good. Yeah. And boom. Look at that guy. All young and youthful. Full of hopes. Full of promises.
You gave me that the night that you gave me the trophy for winning fantasy football.
Oh yeah. Right on.
Yep.
Are you ready to ship that trophy to the next winner?
No, I'll drive it there. Wait, is everybody at least somewhat local?
I don't know. Ed, I think is.
Oh shit.
Texas,
yeah.
Or California or who knows.
Ed's been winning this year, hasn't he? So
he's in second place. Ross, the only reason Ross is still in first place is because I added the 10-point bonus.
Oh boy. To Clark, congrats on a great 2021 fantasy year. Sincerely, the King, Al Larcher.
I should have put an asterisk next to sincerely.
Why? Actually, it didn't. I added the sincerely. It's just a dash.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't want to say dash.
Right.
It up a bit. You knew yourself. Perfect.
I did.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Oh, my goodness.
Geno Smith is projected at 18 points with a ceiling of 27 this week.
Good night, Guava. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sorry.
Yeah. He's not getting
the most entertaining show, but can you just real quick acknowledge him?
Acknowledge me, Clark. Acknowledge me. Yeah, look at that guy. A little fat fucker. Look at that. I had hair and now like I had a hairline, but I had no hair.
I got this camera. It's the Larcher cam. There.
Yeah. Make sure I get back in that shot there. Cover up that Madden jersey. Oh, yeah. We could just do that.
Larcher cam.
Put a little clip there.
Yeah. Double it up. Perfect.
What else? Well, I got no sleep. You got no sleep. So this is officially the sleepless show.
Yeah, it is.
You had the advantage of being up for the last couple hours, so you know what's going on in the world. I haven't even watched the news. Well, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I forgot to bring it up, Al. I didn't earlier, but I'm still wondering if I saw the headline wrong because I thought this person could have already passed, but there's been a celebrity death.
Oh,
Angela Lansbury has passed away.
She was alive?
That's my other thing. I need to look. I'm pretty sure.
I thought she'd been dead, man.
Hey, brother.
Born October 6, 1925 in London, United Kingdom. Died October 11th, 2022 in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, my.
Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote, and Beauty and the Beast star. Dies in 96.
I'll never forget. I was at the bar, and Boards and Bernstein were there. You know, they were doing the show live. They were doing a live remote from my bar. And I was drinking, like, you know, the owner of the bar, I had a mammoth, you know, the large three drinks in one. And chugged one of those. And the owner's like, look, they're talking about it on the radio. Get them another one. So I had another one. So I was like two or three mammoths in.
And they're like two, three drinks each. Like,
yeah. And Boris walks by, and I go, I'm like, hey, you know, it's very sad. I don't know if you heard the news, but B. Arthur died. And he's like, oh, okay, buddy. Okay. Yeah, thank you. I'm like, no, B. Arthur died. I don't know if you're going to, you know, you want to talk about B. Arthur. He's like, all right, buddy. And he didn't talk about B. Arthur. And I was upset. And then I looked and I found out, you know, the next day when I sobered up, I was like looking at an article from like, you know, 4 years ago. B. Arthur had been dead for a while at that point.
Did I?
This is CNN.
Did I play that? Or did I like, I used to like send you a text once in a while. I'd be like, hey, did you hear so-and-so died? And it'd be late. No.
Yeah, no, maybe you set me up.
Did you ever watch, were you a Murder, She Wrote guy? I mean, I know you're into some like detective shows, Columbo and other things.
I always thought she was a nosy know-it-all, you know, just, I never dug the Murder, She Columbo. Wrote. My grandma loved the Murder, She Wrote. I do remember that.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, she was big into. She loved Walker, Texas Ranger, Murder, She Wrote, and any Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Those were her go-to.
That's awesome. Oh, Grandma, that's nice. That's a good memory. I feel like my babysitter did Murder, She Wrote, soap operas, and Murder, She Wrote. Mrs. Sewer, if I do say so.
Her name was Sewer.
I don't remember making that joke ever.
What?
Wow, we're boring. Kirkland, man. I was boring. No, I love my town. Oh, I'm good. Yep. I do. I did light the basement carpet on fire once.
Oh yeah, that was a disaster.
Mm-hmm. It was a very Back to the Future thing to do.
I set my neighbor's ceiling on fire, and the carpet caught on fire too because I was bored. And they were in the basement listening to Pantera. And, you know, I needed attention. So I went upstairs and I found lighter fluid. And you remember Ricky the Dragon Steamboat used to breathe fire?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I bet I could do it. But I couldn't find like a lighter or anything. So I grabbed a candle. And I'm like, hey, guys, watch this. And I chugged the lighter fluid and I spit it. And then, like, I dropped the candle and I spilled the lighter fluid. My hand was on fire, and I'm dropping like lighter fluid with flames attached to it are falling down the stairs, and the flame singed the ceiling. It like rolled across the ceiling and singed all the ceiling. Yep. And yeah, I had to get out of there before his mom got home. I was banned for like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're Patrick's place.
That sounds awesome.
Wow, a little devilish, little Clark.
I think I understood. I think so.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hard to understand.
Yeah, I like Little Clark. He's on point. So,
well, what else did you want to cover?
My bed, man. I want to get some new sheets, but yeah, I don't know if I want to spend the money.
Grab some new sheets. This week, we've got it.
New headphones. We got a new headphone.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. The old one didn't. The old one, the stereo went out, so I was listening through one channel. And okay. I like to hear things, you know. I like to hear your voice in stereo. I like to hear, the whole product, you know, not half the product. So, I finally went and got some new headphones.
Wow, you're pretty quick for a big guy.
Thank you, buddy.
Wait, who? What was that from?
Oh.
It seemed. It
hey,
seemed
brother.
Familiar.
We talking Looney Tunes. That's what we talking, fool.
Well, let's see.
Well,
did you do any voting? What time is it? Oh, good. It's officially time to.
Did I do any voting?
Yeah, I think didn't opening. Didn't voting start? Early voting.
I think so. No, I'll probably wait till day of November 8th, right?
Oh, I don't vote. Don't believe in it. Done with it.
Yeah.
At a certain age, you know, either go all in or I'll go all out. And I push my voting chips away. I don't care. Done.
Okay. That's all right.
And I encourage people not to vote. You know, everyone's always, everyone needs to vote. You know, you got to support the system. I say, no, stay home. Enough people are voting. They're voting terrible. They're voting terrible options. Oh, every time. Your options. You get choice between bad or worse. Like, forget that. Stay home. Fuck these people.
Okay. All right. Well,
I hope that Willie Wilson becomes mayor. Man, I'm going to get shirts. I'm thinking about getting a yard. I'm going to talk to the landlord about maybe sticking a yard sign up, or I'll put something in the window.
It would make sense. Oh, you drew a nice self-portrait of yourself yesterday that you put on the Sports Addict page. Sports Addict Twitter, it's at Larcher Lawrenson.
Yeah, you stole my bit. That picture's from 2011 when I used it as my profile pic on Facebook. But it's all right, Clark. I know.
I never saw it. And I didn't make that picture.
I know. Your kid did, I would assume.
No. The neighbors were playing a game of drawing people. And having their kids guess who it was. And the neighbor drew that picture, and their three-year-old said, "That's Clark." And that's what it was.
Yeah,
you don't buy it?
No, I do. I drew that picture. I was bored at work at the cemetery. So I drew my picture on a sticky note, and I stuck it up on the board, like where all the deaths go. Oh, you know, that hit me today. You know, as I was doing the – because usually when I go to do my grocery shopping, it's late at night. And there's not as much things going on in the store.
Oh, you said you got receipts. That is from 2011, that away.
But when I shop at night, the flower section isn't as flowery. It's a lot less flowers.
True.
And as I was walking through the section today, I go – my God, this smell of all these flowers, you know what it reminds me of?
Funeral.
Funeral homes.
When you worked at the funeral home.
100%. I'm like, that's the smell of a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And so now forever the smell of flowers is gonna be funeral homes.
That's amazing. There's two places that I go and that's what it smells like. Like
yeah.
It's walking by that over at the Jewel over there on Irving Park in Cicero.
So you get that too. You get that sensation as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. But you know what? Like I never thought of it. Like you bringing it up right now is why I'm like, oh yeah, that is the same exact.
Yeah.
Well.
Wet out there tonight.
What? I said it's wet out there tonight.
It is wet out there tonight. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you, Al, on this show. After the show on Friday, I had asked you about riding that morning about riding to work. I was about to do my commute in the rain.
Yeah.
Didn't go well yet again, but I ordered pants that are waterproof. They came in. I've got waterproof socks to put over it because the shoes are supposed to be waterproof as well, but that didn't work out. So we're going to try that tomorrow morning.
What are you going to do once the ice and cold hits?
Hmm?
What are you going to do once it gets cold?
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but there aren't so many Segway tours that happen in the wintertime. So all the work that I'm going to bank a lot of the at-home computer work to be done on the cold and snowy days.
Okay. All right.
I can kind of plan around it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the life of Riley this guy lives. My God.
What do you mean? I'll be working right here. Right here.
Yeah.
I'll be working here. I'll spend like 3 hours on the podcast. I'll watch all the wrestling you want. I'll fucking love Roman Reigns. I'll be like, the Bloodline. We got it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I rewatched Jared today, the quick
version. That's what really happens.
I tried to start watching the All-22s. It's hard to watch the All-22s.
Well, yeah, you got to. I mean, if you're watching the All-22s, you have to go in with a question you want answered.
Because you're looking for something specific.
Specific. Like
I want to see what that rookie is doing who didn't run out of bounds. The same one, I believe he's the one with the penalty earlier as well. The rookie who didn't run out of bounds for the Bears, which I wasn't that pissed at the guy. Like, that's what you expect. I didn't know his name before the game. If there's a receiver I didn't know his name before the game, that's a mistake he's going to make, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Did you get to watch the Bears game this week?
Yeah, I watched. I watched Red Zone.
All right.
I didn't go to sleep till like 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I almost went 24 hours. So... Today I got like 5 because I went grocery shopping, came back. It was hard getting up for the show. You know, I really had to drag myself up. But I'm like, you know, I was laying in bed and I'm like, well, you know, Clark gets up for the 5 o'clock show, and
So then when I was running a little bit late, you're like, this son of a bitch over here. I got up for his show.
Yep. Absolutely. Definitely crossed my mind.
There you go.
You want to get high?
No, I'm good. Ah, bullshit. I do. I'll probably take my, I've got the gummies with the THC and the CBDN. They're called Sleepy Time Gummies. Get it right over here at Cannabis up on Milwaukee, up here in the neighborhood, up in Jefferson Park there.
Are you going to be going to bed early tonight?
Yeah, I think so. That's the plan.
You say that, but you know, it's easier said than done.
Dude, it all depends on how this is over here. Like,
that's right. You're dealing with
fucking raging, which I can't tell. I really can't tell. I switched over to Tylenol an hour before the show. Midday, I had the Oxycontin, that one. That helped me get through the rest of the day.
You had Oxycontin?
Yeah. Like the hydro.
What am I doing the show with Rush Limbaugh over here?
Yeah.
No wonder you're so slow and out of it today.
Bad fucking toothache, man. What did you think? I told you I had a toothache. What are you doing over here? Sipping on children's ibuprofen? Come on.
I don't use Oxycontin.
I don't do that like I don't. Like that's how bad it is. I honest to God, like
I understand. I had some toothaches are brutal.
I don't think I'm supposed to say that. I had some left over from 6 months ago, from the car accident. I had a little bit, you know. After the car accident, I'm like, I don't need it. I'm good. I don't need it. Fuck the toothache. Are you just playing those sounds over so I don't get incriminated? Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Al. I appreciate it. Thank you, Al. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Clark. Thank you. No. I know. That's a drop. I get it. I'm with you. I smell what the Clark is cooking.
Did I do that?
I appreciate it, Al. Thank you. That was very kind.
You're welcome, Clark.
Thank you, Al.
Clark going right to the music. He's out of here.
Dude.
I know. I'm with you. It's all right.
I got to be honest. I'm worried about this thing.
Yeah.
You thought I would slow this show?
That was very kind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were like you're like a bus. You're very sluggish. A bus in the snow.
The pain. It's something.
You were the CTA on a snowy day.
You got to be careful with those pills, man. Like,
sure you do. You know what you do now is have a little alcohol.
No. I mean,
take that high to the next level, man.
Now it's your turn.
Friday morning, buddy. After a Thursday night Bears game for me, I don't know. I'm going to say.
And I always get confused because you say Friday, and that's actually my Thursday night. So I'm always like, am I doing the show this morning? All I remember is 60 days in, you know, my Thursday night television program is the same night as the show. So I'll go home and I'll watch 60 days in, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I got the show tonight. So
that's right, folks. Tune in this Thursday night at 5 a.m. for the DraftKings Fantasy Show.
Nice guy. I don't get it. Shit.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Good father. Fuck you. Yeah. Go home and play with your kids. You want to work here? Close.
Thank you all so much. We'll be back next week for the Sports Attic at 6:30. I'll give you an update. Maybe I'll be a little quicker on the draw.
Oh, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
Shut your mouth, you thong-wearing fatty!
Wow. Make sure every stop on your holiday road trip is one you
find. I meant to cut us off a little bit earlier. Good night, Al.
Good night, buddy.
Thanks for doing such a great show.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're still on the air.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you cut the show and you were saying goodbye.
No, I dropped it. Okay, well, I just dropped the old blog talk.
That was very kind.
All right.
And see you later. Thanks for watching the show.
Adios, amigos.
Thanks for listening. We'll